Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, everyone.
I'm Brenda.
And I'm Julia. And you're listening to Roaring Twenties Podcast.
Your 20s are known as both the most exciting and most confusing years of your life. We're here to share our stories, to have real and raw conversations, and best of all, to make you feel a little less alone.
This podcast was brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, the number one podcast network for professionals. Do you believe?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Roaring Twenties Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. So, small disclaimer, the Charity Stripe is recording in the other room, so we might hear them.
And if so, it's all good. They've got some good stuff to share. Not quite relevant to our audience, but nonetheless.
You know, sports, it's not really what we do here at Roaring Twenties, but people like sports.
People do. We're not quite like too informed on it, but maybe if you hear tidbits about them, you'll get some value.
The Charity Stripe Boys actually got very, very exciting news this week. I don't know if I'm allowed to share it, so I'm not going to say it.
Social media.
Did they? What'd they post?
About a radio show?
Yes, about ESPN. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I can share.
Okay, amazing.
You never do know with these kind of things. You never do know.
Well, I mean, I hope if they put it on social media that we could say something.
If it was on social media, fair game.
Okay, amazing.
That's what they say. Don't be careful what you post on the internet.
Oh, yeah. And honestly, guys, if you haven't listened to the episode that we did with them a couple of months back, definitely do. It was one of like our listeners' favorite episodes. Mm-hmm. They just loved how real and raw they got. And it's nothing against men whatsoever, but I do think that there is such a big idea to an extent that like men aren't as emotionally available or as in tune with their feelings or vulnerable or whatever. Very big generalization. But I think these three guys really just like broke that barrier and kind of gave us, I feel like, an inside look on like what to expect from when guys are connecting separately. I'm not saying every group of guy friends is like that, but it was really cool because it's not something that I'm personally exposed to much. So it was really like eye-opening and enlightening to see them thinking about these topics that I think a lot of times people assume like, oh, boys don't think about that.
Oh, 100%. So, yeah, if you're interested in all, and like also like if you're like out in the world dating right now, or you're interested in dating, or you know, you have some questions for relationship stuff, like they do get really, really raw and honest. That was one of like my favorite episodes ever. So much fun.
Yeah, definitely. And we are pretty good, I would say, at keeping things when we have guests like a specific time frame, but we could have gone on with them for hours.
For hours.
Yeah.
So I'm when sure Brenda we'll... comes to LA, we're gonna have to do an in-person part two.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that would be so fun. Woo! That'd be so fun. No, we have to do that.
Yes. So if you hear Josh yelling, that's why. But they got very exciting news this week. Their radio show is moving to ESPN, which is so exciting. So they're recording in the other room. So just wanted to put that out there in case you hear some boy yelling.
Thank you for the disclaimer.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I've posted on social media, Ghost got a really funny haircut.
Oh, she did? Wait, I didn't see her hair. Like barely. Her tail looks fluffy, but I don't think that's
you funny. Can't really tell. They cut her hair so short. I brought her to a new groomer because I had to bring her to a groomer here in LA because I can't keep waiting till we go to New York to get her groomed.
Right.
Disgusting. Everyone was yelling at me. She was gross. She was not like dirty. She just like, she really needed her haircut. It was getting a little knotty.
Where did you know brush it?
Her? I brush her all the time.
Did you block me?
What?
Did you block me? I don't see it.
No, I didn't post it. I said, I will post it.
Oh.
Yeah, I blocked you.
That'd be so fucked up.
Blocked you?
You never know.
Why would I do such a thing?
I'm not sure, but I would definitely have some questions as to why. I'm glad we're not in that circumstance.
Anyway, so I brought her to the groomer, and me and Caitlin went to pick her up because Caitlin, my sister, was here visiting this week. She just left yesterday. We went to pick her up. And we literally, we took her leash and we said, thank you. And we ran out of the store and started crying, laughing. Like we had to immediately leave the store because she looks hilarious. They cut her hair so short. I'd never seen her hair this short except when she was like bored.
Oh my gosh. Ghost.
Ghost. I'll send you a picture. You can't like tell what while she's laying on the blanket, but it's hilarious. We literally had to leave the store immediately so that we wouldn't laugh and offend them.
Oh no, does she look like a rat?
No, she just looks kind of like she was just born.
Oh, I feel like that's kind of cute.
No, she looks cute. She definitely looks cute. It's just hilarious.
Just different.
We just weren't expecting it. You know, I was expecting a little trim up, and we walk in and like my doggy's hairless.
Oh my God. Hey, she won't shed. No, she probably still will.
That's
huh?
what my mom said, but no, she's still a shedding.
Oh man.
But hilarious. So anyway, I think we should get into our favorite segment of the day.
Let's do it.
Oh, but first, I want to make another announcement. I have lots of announcements today. Another announcement is that guests are back starting next week. We have so many fun guests lined up. And if you guys have any guests that you want to hear, let us know. We'll reach out. Brenda has an amazing talent for getting really cool people on the show. So if there's anyone you want to hear, please let us know, because we're coming back with guests and we're so excited.
Yeah, definitely. And if there's anything else that you guys have in mind for just 2022 in general, we're coming up on 200 episodes really soon on 2 years of the show, which is so crazy. And we're definitely looking to just like add things to grow, to just like really shift our direction, not in a way that's different, but I think in just a way that's going to really lead us to the place that we want to go with this. So we're chatting next week and getting real deep on our execution plan and all of the things. But if you guys have anything that you want to see, you're our people, you're the people that we do this for. So any sort of feedback will give us some insight on what direction you guys are thinking. Mm-hmm. And definitely the guest things help us so much. Right now, like all the guests that we have are people that we find to be super cool and inspiring, but evidently there are so many people on this planet and so many of what you guys know that could add value to the show. So definitely let us know. And if you guys ever need advice or have questions, we're going to be asking you more and more weekly what advice or questions you guys have or are looking for so that we can answer them and be the best that we can be to you.
Aw. All right. So now announcements are over. It is time for Pride and Pickle. Josh definitely can't hear me right now.
You think he can hear you?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Okay, well, if you're being too loud, tell him to tell you. But my pride this week is that I feel like I really started to take some ownership in the sense of like areas of my life that I felt like I was contributing to and areas of life in which I could do better. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I feel like there's all these things that you have on your list that you want to do or ideas that you have or things you want to write down and take like actual time out of to do, but like don't always do them. And I feel like I really made a lot of time this week, even if I like came home and was tired or whatever, to still do the things that I need to do for me. But also I have a like some peace and also simultaneous excitement and like motivation over now that I have it all written out. I feel like I have direction and clarity, and mm-hmm. I feel like there's so much power in manifesting and envisioning and whatnot. But obviously I think the step that a lot of people miss is like actually planning out how you are going to do these things. So I just feel like I got very clear on that stuff. I'm feeling very good about just like our show and whatnot. And to be like very transparent, always loved our show, 100%, always. But I felt a little bit like, I don't know, just like out of sorts. I think that that stuff just like kind of happens. And I just feel a lot better. I feel just like more, I don't even know what the word is. I guess it's aligned, but yeah, so that feels good. And I feel like I just owned that in a lot of ways. And my pickle is that I've noticed that I definitely undervalue myself in a lot of different ways. And I think I've also owned that and been honest with myself just about like skills. Like I think I'm constantly like belittling myself or undervaluing like areas in which I know, either because I didn't go to school for them or because I think somebody knows better than me, which they probably do, and that's okay. or because maybe I didn't pursue it on a more professional level. Whereas I think there's a lot of things I have to be proud of that I've absorbed as skills and that I'm actively seeking to grow in different ways, even if it does have to do with business, even if it does have to do with sales, even if it has to do with entrepreneurship, like so many different things that I've gained in my toolbox that I think I just have to own that, like, I know them. It doesn't matter how I got the information. It matters that I have it and to actually put it to use in ways that serve me and us and other people.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think especially being in your 20s, like, that's something that a lot of people, and I think especially women, face of, like, unless you have, like, it feels as though unless you have, like, something to prove it with, like a degree or an accomplishment or, like, whatever, that we can't take ownership of certain things.
Yeah.
But that's not true. Like, we gather so many things along our way, and especially things that you're, like, learning or things that you, you know, have done with yourself in order to, like, gain a skill or grow. Like, there doesn't need to be, like, a degree or a position or a certain experience to validate that. But I think that we do that a lot.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. And I think that it's a big piece of what keeps a lot of people stuck is, yeah, I think not having this proof or validation that they are capable or worthy of claiming either an identity or a skill or a title or whatever, I think is a big piece of what keeps people from moving forward in their businesses or their endeavors, because they feel limited in what they're able to claim and therefore they can't fully step into it. So there's so many different things that I've thought about over the past couple of hours, really, but also days, where I'm just like, no, like, we need to fully own and embrace things even before we're actually there, because that's the only way that we're actually going to live and experience what it would be like to be in whatever this end ultimate goal is. And I just think that's a lot more attractive than feeling like you're walking on eggshells, or even if you are a credible source, like, the more that you undervalue and are like, oh yeah, but, like, I don't know everything about that. And I don't think we have to pretend or lie, but, like, if you do know, cool, like, that's good. Also, yeah, Ghost kind of looks like a cat or like a lion from this angle.
Well, she's, you know, she's just, like, laying hairless.
Anyways,
just being her hairless self. But I think we should circle back to that, because it's really, I think it's so tangible and important and something that a lot of people face. And I think, I don't know, I feel like a lot of times too, women have a tendency to caveat the things they know, to be like, oh yeah, like, I do know this, but, like, I didn't study it, or I didn't, like, pursue it professionally, or, like, blah, blah. And a lot of times guys will just be like, oh, like, yeah, I can do that, sure.
Yeah. No, 100%. And okay, this will be our topic for sure. Okay. So
we'll come back to it. We'll come back to it. I'll do my pride and pick and we'll circle back super quick. My pride this week is that Caitlin was in town, my sister, for the week. We had so much fun. And it was really, like, as adults, we've gotten really, really close. And we spent, over the past year, we've, like, spent a lot more time together in terms of, like, actually, like, hanging out and not just, like, with our family, which is, like, has been so awesome, because I feel like when I was younger, my aunts used to always say, like, oh, like, yeah, like, about my other aunts, like, yeah, like, we're best friends. And me and Caitlin were always friends. Like, we always got along. We never not got along. But I always used to wonder when I was younger, like, oh, like, will me and Caitlin ever be, like, best friends? Like, would I ever consider her, like, a best friend? And I really do now. And it's, like, so cool to, like, get to the point, you know, in our age that we kind of, like, align on a lot more things now. And it's just really interesting how, like, I don't know, it was something I always used to think about when I was younger, like, I wonder, like, when does that happen? Like, when do you get to the stage with your sister that you become, like, best friends? And it just happens, and that's, like, a really cool adult thing, I feel like. Like, it feels very adult, and, like, I don't know, it's, like, cool, it's a cool adult thing to happen.
Yeah, definitely. No, I think that's a very, like, especially with you guys, like, I feel like Caitlin was always, like, your young little sister that, like, made us laugh and, like, said silly things to us, whereas now, like, she just feels like, I don't want to say, like, a person, because that actually sounds offensive, and that's not what I mean, but, like,
no, but I know what you mean.
She's just, like, no longer this, like, little girl, you know, like, yeah, she's an adult with feelings and thoughts and, you know, perspectives and aspirations, and you know, all these, it sounds so simple, but I really understand what you mean. That's so exciting to feel so connected to someone who's literally your blood. Yeah. That, you know, is not that she wasn't important to you before, but just feels like a very newly developed in this sense type of relationship with a higher level of like importance and connection. That's beautiful. Totally.
Yeah. So that's been fun. And then my pickle. Oh, I had one. What was it? I had a pickle.
Oh no.
And now I don't remember. I think it's that they cut all my hair off my dog. We'll go with that.
You want to go with that one?
We'll go with that.
Okay. Chris just texted me, do you have any number two pencils? And I'm just like so confused.
What does he need a number two pencil for?
I'm not sure. Oh, maybe he has a test tomorrow. Okay. Anyways.
I remember the stress of like
number two pencil. It's a Ticonderoga.
Do you remember? I would feel so stressed because I'd be like, is this number two?
Literally. And then like if you had one of those mechanical pencils and they were number two, that was just fucking that was good shit. Because if you broke your tip,
but there would always be the people in class who never had a number two pencil and always needed to borrow your number two. Like I only have one.
That's it. That's all I got. Remember this like stress of Scantrons?
Oh my god. Scantrons I think are a thing of the past.
Are they? They're no longer.
I don't know. Do we have any high school listeners to tell us so? Do you guys use Scantron?
Please tell us. Please DM us. Do you still use Scantron? Because now, as far as I know, our sweet teacher, Ashley Kate, is like, oh yeah, my kindergartners use iPads. I'm like, what?
Yeah, no, they literally use iPads. One time during an AP test, I waited till the end to fill out my Scantron, which they tell you not to do. Like, you're supposed to fill it out as you go. And I think I was just nervous and I forgot to fill out my Scantron. So there was like 3 minutes left in the test and they were like, okay, time to be done. And I had no answers filled out on my Scantron. So I had to like fill out my Scantron really fast and I started crying. Oh, the trauma.
That's horrible. Remember in like elementary school when they had the vis-a-vis?
No.
And like the projector that like they would have like a piece of like laminated paper and they would write with like an Expo type of marker upside down. They had to have the skill of writing upside down. Like, oh my gosh. Anyways.
Oh my God, they had to write upside down. I remember.
Yeah. So much has changed. And I was thinking about like random things about when we were younger because I saw something about like kids get texts now about snow days where we used to have to like look at the bottom of the news.
Yes, I saw that. Hilarious. So accurate. Oh my God,
it's so accurate.
You would like wake up at like 6 a.m. to be like, did they call?
Yeah. Oh, and little things like
exciting. The anticipation
of it all. And I remember I used to use like the snow calculator online as if it knew anything. And it would tell you like the percentage chance that you would have a snow day. So I was some like old man with like absolutely no sense of like not a meteorologist.
Not at all. Wow. Oh, yeah. That used to be so fun, like wishing for a snow day. And
yeah,
snow and you would just like stay in your pajamas all day. That was so fun.
You know. Oh,
nostalgia.
Nostalgia, man. Makes you feel things.
Oh, love it. Okay, anyway, circling back to our topic. Did you read The Year of Yes, Shonda Rhimes?
I didn't. I own it. But actually, I think I gave it to you.
No, before. I haven't.
You have your own? Huh. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I want to reread that thinking about this topic now. It's a little different, obviously, but the same idea of like showing up fully and like not questioning yourself.
Mm.
And I think that, I don't know, and speaking of like nostalgic and being a kid, like when you're like a kid, like you don't fucking question yourself. Like you show up and like you like do your fucking thing. Like, you're like, you know, like you don't like question yourself as much. And like, I feel like in adulthood, I don't know. I think for me, I don't know about you, Brenda, but I think the older I get, I seem to question myself a little bit more when it comes to like, not like who I am or what I like, but like in terms of like feeling grounded and saying that I can do something or like my skills or like, and I don't know if it's a comparison thing or if it's just like an anxiety thing or, you know, because we feel like at a certain age we should have more to prove for something. But I just think it's really tangible and palpable. And I think I want to circle back to that book. It just made me think about it because I read it like years ago. But yeah, how wonderful it would be to just show up, like, even if you don't have something to show for it, but if, like, you know, like, believing in yourself and, like, showing up in that belief confidently.
Yeah, for sure. I think a lot of stuff, like, it's clear that, like, you don't create a judgment about yourself until you either hear someone say something or somebody said something to you. Like, I think about the first time that you ever questioned your ability, like, perhaps you, like, for you, like, didn't get a role that you wanted, or somebody told you something that you interpreted as, oh, that means I'm not as good as them. Or I think about myself when it comes to, like, my body, and I always try and think back to, like, when did I decide that, like, my body was not okay compared to other people's? And I try and think of, like, little moments like that, of either somebody said something about my cheeks or my legs, or I was bigger than someone else and I don't know, whatever, something didn't fit. Like, I try and think of little things like that, because we don't believe something is wrong until we experience something that, like, alludes to that, or that we internalize that way. So I agree with you. And I feel like, at least as we get older, there's a lot more opportunity for, like, interpreting things in different ways, because there's so much going on. And there's so much that we feel like we do have to prove or validate. And there's a lot of, like, this, I guess, sense of hustle and competition. Mm-hmm. And what success means, and how we look at hustle culture, and, like, all this stuff. So I think there's just a lot more pressure, and I actually do think it's very well rooted in, like, societal pressure, but I do think that we internalize it to a different degree. Because I definitely know people in my life that have such an easier, more grounded demeanor, mm-hmm. because they don't choose to put that pressure on themselves. Like, they choose to live, I don't know, just, like, a lot more in owning who they are and believing in themselves. And I think your 20s are definitely a very, like, transformative and, like, pivotal time. Mm-hmm. And I think because there's so much that doesn't feel concrete in our direction all of the time, like, I literally last week was like, what direction am I going in here? Like, do I want to say yes to this and yes to that? And it's funny that you brought up Year of Yes, because I feel like I simultaneously, like, as you were saying that, decided, like, okay, I'm just gonna say yes to things and run with them, mm-hmm. and see where they lead me and see what skills I can gain from them and reevaluate. Like, I've been better about not setting a pressure and timeline, but even when it comes to our show and, like, certain things that we're going to talk about next week, like, I was like, okay, let's give ourselves until suggested this date and reevaluate and see if we need to realign or see what's working. And same thing goes for, like, any other things that I'm exploring right now. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm going to give my time to this, see how it goes, reassess. And I don't know, there definitely is pressure. So I don't think we're alone in that whatsoever.
No. Yeah. And, like, definitely for me, it feels easy to say, for me, it feels pretty easy to say yes to things, like, okay, yeah, and I'll figure it out, or yeah, and I'll see how it goes. There's charity strike, but what you were saying before about, like, you know, feeling confident to say, like, this is something I can do in terms of, like, a skill, or in terms of, let's say in terms of a skill, like, sometimes at work, someone might ask you to do something that you have to be like, yeah, I can do that. And I think a lot of times I'll question myself if I don't have, like, some sort of, like, proof of that skill to say that, yes, I can do it, even though I know that if I commit to it, I probably could do it. But I think it's like going off what you were saying before about the comparison thing. Cause then I'm like, oh, well, you know, if someone asked me if I could, like, dance for a part, like, I'll get be like, can I dance? Like, I don't, like, yeah, I know I can dance, but, like, I'm not a dancer. But, like, because I'm not a professional dancer, cause I haven't taken ballet for 10 years, but, like, yeah, I can fucking dance. And like, how much better it would be for myself and for, like, you know, the opportunity, if I just said yes and believed that and just showed up as the best version of myself in that, instead of comparing my version of that to somebody else's version of that.
Yeah. And I think there's a distinct difference between, like, being good at something, owning it, and not allowing this, like, fear of rejection or how someone might judge how you say you are at something, versus, like, pretending that you are good at something when you're actually not. Like, there's such a distinct difference. Like, I really 100%. value what
Just 100%.
Oh yeah. And I really value actually when people are like real and they're like, I don't fucking know how to do that, but I'm willing to try. Like, I really respect when people are honest about where they're actually at. And at the same time, like, we do need to be better about being like, no, I can do that. I could do that well. And maybe there are areas like we can own that we can always improve, but there are just like certain little things, like even, I don't know, when I was putting certain things together, like we can be so not shy, but hesitant, resistant to really like bragging about ourselves, I guess.
Oh my God. Terrible.
So terrible, right? But in reality, like, that's what we need. Like, honestly, Drew, even when it comes to our show, like, the show is so freaking good, but we're so quick to be like, yeah, it's really good. We really love it. And like,
how do we get better at not downplaying ourselves?
I really think it just, it's repetition. Like, it's putting in the reps. It's like not, like when somebody gives you a compliment, like being like, yeah, thank you. I worked so hard on that. Or yeah, I worked really hard on cultivating that skill. Thank you. Mm. Or I put a lot of time and energy into this. Like just like giving the real and not excusing it, like not backtracking. I don't know. I think it comes with practice.
It feels so hard though.
It does. It does feel hard, but I think that over time it does get easier. Like even I've been having this conversation with my freaking self and like with Haley or like with whatever. And I've just been talking like certain things out loud. And I'm just like, you know what, because I've been talking about this and just like expressing it, being vulnerable about it. Mm-hmm. I even believe myself more. Like I believe I'm good at this thing or good at this skill because I've said it. Like even as being a worker, like even as being an ambitious person, being somebody that's willing to figure anything out and like really, really owning that. And I think we both obviously have work to do in that area, but I'm kind of excited to see how having this conversation will transcend to the way that we lead when it comes to our show for this next year. Just because I think there are so many ways in which, and our audience will see as we unfold, where we can continue to just like be super proud of what we've cultivated here as we continue to grow.
Yeah, 100%. What are your like tips or tools that you're using now to help you embody that, to help you show up confidently? Are there anything that you're doing daily to help with that?
Yeah, for sure. So I actually have, I think it's behind here. So I actually have this like sheet that I've been filling out. Well, this one's the blank one that I was going to do after our show, but I've been like having an intentional, like a couple of things when it comes to mindset. Mm. And one of them is intentional thought. So I've been like writing down an intentional thought every day. And I've chosen for the next couple of weeks to do the same ones. So for me, a lot of the limiting beliefs in which I've like come up against, like still sometimes have to do with food and body and all the things. So I've been just intentionally practicing that. And then I have a section for a new
habit. Like an example.
Yeah, of course. So the one that I've been using when it comes to an intentional thought is I don't attach any emotion to food. It's neither here nor there for me. And then a new habit is that I'm able to sit with any types of urges. So whether it's like, I don't know, like an urge to like snap at somebody, which I don't get often, but you know what I mean? Like just like I'm trying to create more time and space between like any sort of like impulse to do something, say something, think something, react a certain way, get frustrated with myself for like a thought. And then my new belief is that I will get to my goal and I'll be able to sustain it and that I'll have an easy, peaceful, effortless relationship with food. So with food and my body. So although a lot of those things are true in so many ways already, I know where there's work that I can still do. And I think sometimes I have this like fear that comes up that like, you're lying to yourself, like something like that. So I think that the more that I practice really believing that like, I'm good, I'm okay, I'm thriving, I'm soaring, I'm unstoppable, which is part of my intentional thought with unstoppable being my word for 2022. Like I want to write that all the time. And with repetition, if you're writing something like I'm unstoppable every single day and actually like choosing to believe it as you're writing it.
Yeah.
It makes such a big difference. Like, and I fill this out specifically, like as with anyone, it's a lot easier to like have like decision fatigue at the end of the day. So I've been filling this out most nights, like before. And you know, when people will go and relax or like have dinner or whatever, like I've been filling it out before I have any of like my nighttime meals and whatnot, just so I can like be centered, be grounded, really appreciate and like be in the moment, because I think so often we're like, I don't know, moving quickly, like not, you know, whatever. So anyways, those are my very long-winded ways of saying being intentional about the thoughts that we are creating.
Practicing an intentional thought, and it can be the same one every day.
Yeah. And honestly, it almost should be like,
yeah, that's how it sticks.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's part of why, because I'm the one that I'm like, oh, I think this thought and this thought and this thought. And then I'm like, you know what? But there's a reason why it hasn't been sticking. So I think it's cool to like cycle between them and really pick what it is that you want to tackle in, you know, in this set of weeks and this set of weeks, so that once that sticks, you just move on to the next one.
I really love that. And it really does. It really, really
does. It does. Yeah.
When you tell yourself something over and over and over again, positive or negative, eventually you start to believe it.
100%. Yeah. So that's definitely a huge tip. And I think the next thing is like providing, so creating an action plan and then also like gathering evidence for it. So I think a big piece as to why we don't normally believe certain things is because we don't feel like we have evidence to prove it.
Yeah.
So for me, for example, when it comes to like being a podcaster, I think I run into a lot of things when it comes to like evidence where I'm like, well, like, what if this show didn't get as many listens? Or what if like not as many people responded to this story or liked it, or not as many people voted on the poll today? Like sometimes I'll get in my head and I don't even realize about stuff like that, where I'm like, that does not reflect like our ability to be good podcasters and our ability to be entrepreneurs and to create like a business. So for me, a thing that's really up-leveled my confidence when it comes to like taking part in something like this is like actually showing myself like, oh, you take time out of your life to sit down and write shit out and set meetings and reach out to people and fill your brain with things that will only provide greater opportunities and growth for you. So I guess like actively seeking stuff like that too.
Yeah. Something that I've been doing really only for the past like few days. So like I'll circle back, but it honest, like I thought it was really silly, but I think it's like really making a difference. And it's something my agent encouraged me to do. And it was at the end of the day to write down my wins of the day.
I love that.
And write down everything, like literally everything, like small, small, small to big, like to like, literally like I woke up at on the time that I said I was going to wake up. I made my bed. I did my meditation. I did my yoga. I did my morning skincare, like literally writing down every single little win. And like, it does attribute to that gathering evidence. Cause sometimes you can like overlook what you do. And then at the end of the day, when I look at it and it's like, oh, well, I did this and I did this and I did this, and that all attributes to this, like it. And even on the days where I didn't do things that maybe attribute to my greater goals, like I still did all of these other wins. And like sometimes the wins are like, I cooked a really nutritious meal for me and Josh and Nathan, or I spent time with Josh, or I spent time with like whoever, like, you know, I took care of Ghost today. Like getting really, really specific and taking the time to really write those wins down, and then getting to just like look at this like full page of notes to be like, whoa, look at all the wins I had today. Yeah. Like it does reinforce that confidence, that it gathers the evidence, it reinforces the confidence, and it makes me feel really good even on the days where I feel kind of shitty like before doing it. Like then I'm like, oh wait, like I did do all this stuff. And it also makes me want to do better the next day so that I have like more wins to write down on my list. And I don't know, I thought it was so stupid, but I was like, I'll just try it, because we know that like I've been struggling with my negative self-talk, and I really think it's making a really, really big difference. And like, I feel so different. I've been doing it for like 3 or 4 days and I feel very different than I did before I started doing it. Mm-hmm. And like, I know for me, it's hard to kind of like get myself sometimes to like get my journal or like blah, blah, blah. So I've just been doing it in my notes app on my phone. Like I literally get into bed because it doesn't feel like such a to-do. Like sometimes feeling like, oh, I have to journal, or I have to like use this certain thing, like feels like more of a to-do. And like, even like if Nathan's sleeping next to me, if I'm alone, like it doesn't feel like, oh, I have to like take this like specific time. It feels like, okay, here's this quick thing that I'm going to do before I like plug in my phone and say goodnight. Like I literally get into my bed, I open my notes app, type away, and then I plug my phone in and roll over and go to sleep. And it like is such a great way to end the day. And it's a very simple way to incorporate something like this.
Because
it's so easy.
Definitely. And I think that that's like something to be very realistic about. And I love that you brought that up, is like, obviously we go through seasons in life and sometimes things are more attainable than others. Doesn't mean we can't challenge ourselves, but like in reality, I think there's just like different times and moments. And I think that like for something, for when you lived alone, like you had some more time to you where like you could carve out a specific amount of time where you felt, you know, unwavered and not that anybody bothers you, but unbothered is the word I'm going to use right now by anyone around you. Whereas now, like you are surrounded by a lot more energies and it's much more difficult to be like present and introspective. Yep. It's not that you can't be, but like, I love that you brought up
more intentional about it.
Yeah, exactly. And I just love that you brought up this alternative, because I think that that's the piece that holds back a lot of people from actually like reflecting, is that they think it has to be this whole ordeal.
Yes.
And I know that I've felt that sometimes too, is that I'm like, oh, this feels so daunting. Like I have to spill my freaking feelings on a piece of paper, and I'm a big feelings person. So are you, but that doesn't mean that like our brains don't crave like simple.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was holding me back. And I was like, how am I going to get myself to do this every night? And I was like, and like one night I got into bed, it was like this, the first night I did in my journal, the second night I got into bed and I like left my journal in the kitchen and I was like, fuck, like I don't want to get up and go get my journal right now. I'm just not going to do it. You know, that's where my mind went immediately. I'm just not going to do it. I'll do it in the morning. Then I was like, no, like you have a phone with a notes app sitting right next to you. Do it on your phone.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it does, it produces the same result.
Absolutely. Yeah. And everybody's just different. Like we all have different ways in which certain things like feel best, but I think really remembering that like everybody is individual. And I think that that's part of what so many of us like run into, is we're like, oh, well, if I can't do it perfectly, I might as well not do it at all. But like our definition of what works is so different. Yeah. And also something that I've really been embodying, which is part of this like challenge that I'm doing with a community that I'm part of, is just like embodying this, like we're calling it a B plus mentality, or all or something, is like so often we're like either, and this is like generalizing, we're either like reaching like on our to the ceiling or to push beyond the ceiling, or we're like on the floor. Like there's no like in between for so many people. Like there's a lot of extremes. So like embodying this all or something mentality where it's like, listen, like maybe I couldn't move my body today. Okay, but that doesn't mean that I have to like throw everything out the window and like not drink enough water today. You know, not be kind to myself, not do gratitude type of things. So it's just like really helped shift my perspective in the sense of just embodying more of like, just because one thing doesn't work out or one thing can't be executed maybe in the way that I planned, it doesn't mean that like everything else has to go out the window. Like every little thing counts, in the same way that you're saying with the wins. Like maybe you planned on, I don't know, filming an audition today, but like you couldn't because this thing came up, and that's okay. You still did these other things, and it doesn't mean that you can't, you know, it doesn't mean that you can't do the other things for you to take care of you just because one of them didn't work out.
100%. And it really does build that, it builds that confidence, it builds that belief, it gathers that evidence. And it kind of circles back to what we were talking about in the beginning, like you don't have to be perfect at something to do it. Like just doing it, or just showing up and saying, yes, I can do this.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, gets you a lot further than saying, oh, I'm not sure, I don't know, or like, well, I don't have this, this, and this, so I might as well not do it at all. You know? It gets us so much further. And yeah, highly, highly encourage, working on it myself.
Yes, for sure. Me too. It's an active process, but we're doing what we can. So we hope you guys are along for the journey with us. We know it's not easy, but we know that celebrating your wins, being intentional with your thoughts, doing all of these little things do have a big compounded impact. You just have to put in the reps.
Yep. Oh, 100%. And we're back next week with some incredible guests coming up. We are so excited to expand both ourselves and this show this year. We hope you guys are coming on the journey with us. Please interact with us on social media. Let us know what you want. Let us know what you're looking for in this year to come ahead. We want to really build this with you guys this year. So please, like, let us know what you want. Share the show with your friends. It's going to be an R20 kind of year.
Yes, it is. And so much of that comes from hearing your feedback, you guys. So if you could leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, it would mean the world. It helps us spread our message. It helps more people feel less alone. And we couldn't do it without you. So thank you for being here with us. We will see you on Monday. Mm-hmm. And we love you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Roaring 20s Podcast. Be sure to rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. And please subscribe. You're never alone. Our pride sticks together. Tune in every Monday and Thursday for new episodes of Roaring 20s Podcast. You get to start your week with us and end your week with us. With love, Brenda and Julia.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.